Rock and Roll Geek Show 1274.
Still rockin' after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equaled. From San Francisco, USA. Online since 2004. Right. It's the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original Rock and Roll Geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Friday, February 9th, 2024, and it's 11:37 a.m. when I'm recording this episode. Yes, another day show. Last episode, I told you I was going to try doing two shows a week since I'm retired. And so I'm keeping my promise. Normally, the plan was to do a daytime show on a Monday and then probably a nighttime show on Fridays, but I have a gig tonight with the Butlers and I have to be loading in. It's in Redwood City, California, which is about 45 minutes to an hour. On Friday, it's probably about an hour and a half south of San Francisco. So I have to be there at 4 o'clock. So I am going to be, I have to leave the house by three, no later than three. We're playing with Zepparella, which is an all-female Led Zeppelin tribute band featuring the guitar hero named Gretchen Mann. And it's in a theater. It's a big venue. I don't know how the crowd is going to be. If you're around tonight, I'd love to see you. If you're in California, it would be nice to see John Nash and Chris Del Grande and Ralph Miller and anybody else who's around. It'd be nice to see you, friends. So come and say hi if you're around. So I have to do a show in the daytime. Now, I said I was going to try doing a show, two shows a week since I'm unemployed / retired, hoping that the donations will get higher. If they don't go high, I'm going to try this for a couple weeks, and if they don't, then donations don't really increase. I don't know. Maybe I'll just stick to one show a week. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'm doing it today, as promised. A friend of the show, Richard Fusey, the sheriff on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, he's having some health problems. As of speaking to that, Joe Klein, health update on Joe Klein. I hate to bring this bad news, but he's not doing well at all. He's in the hospital. They're going to put him in hospice care. The cancer is spread, and pray for my friend Joe Klein, but he's not doing well, and I think he's out of it. I'm going to call him as soon as the show's over. I have not been able to reach him, but Sebastian, the guy who's taking care of him, has been giving me updates, and I'm really bummed out about it. But speaking of health updates, Richard Fusey, the sheriff on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, which I did not create, but I do approve people, et cetera, posted his health update, and he's not doing great. And Mike Cranston and Kurt Crawford got together, and got Marty Friedman to do a cameo for, a cameo is when you pay these guys to do a shout out to somebody. They put my name on it. Mike Cranston, Richard Fusey. No. Here's the post from Mike Cranston. For the sheriff, Richard Fusey, with positive thoughts, prayers, and much love for our brother, from me, Kurt Crawford, Michael Street, Michael Butler, and the rest of the geeks. Now, I did not contribute financially to this. I offered to, but Mike Cranston said to not. But so they put my name on it. So thank you guys for doing this, and it's very nice of them to do this. I said it on my speech on the podcast Hall of Fame. The best thing about doing my podcast is all the nice people that I've met, mostly on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. Every person who I have met from this show have been some of the coolest people that I've ever met, and I would welcome them into my house anytime. They got a place to crash. Knock on my door. You got a place to crash, friends, if you're somebody who I've met. And everybody has been super cool. And what Mike Cranston, Kirk Crawford, and Michael Street did for Richard Fusey, the love of somebody they've never met in person, is extremely touching. And I don't want to start bawling my eyes out like a fucking pussy, so I'm going to play the cameo from Marty Friedman. This might make you cry your eyes out like a pussy.
What's happening, Richard? This is Marty Friedman here. your good friends Mike, Kirk, and Michael got a hold of me through Cameo to just chat with you a bit. And I was really, really pleased to find out that, you're a big fan of mine. You just love ripping guitar.
Right, I'm going to take a sip of this. It's a little bit early to drink, but I'm going to open up a beer since I can't do a show drinking water. Just I can, but I'm not going to. All right, back to you, Marty Friedman.
And that you have this really cool Facebook group called Rock and Roll Geek Facebook. And I guess I'm the biggest rock and roll geek out there. But yeah, man, they say that, you're going through some really, really tough stuff. And I just want to give you some of my love and some of my support. Because really, that's all I can do. You know, I happen to know that there's a lot of good to be had from friendship. There's also a lot of good to be had from music. Music has gotten me through so much stuff. And everyone has their own personal relationship with music. It's a good thing to be surrounded with. And I really, really feel kind of sorry for people who don't use music to its full potential. And, you know, people who geek out on music and, like you say, rock and roll geeks and stuff, people who really just kind of let music take a very important role in their life, whether it be a hobby, whether it be, like, for some kind of business, or if they're actually making music or whatever. There's something very, I don't want to say the word healing because it's kind of a corny word, but healing in a way that no other thing can do, you know what I mean? And I just think music and friendship and family and those type of things, the more you can use those things and have those things around you, the better it is. I don't know the details of your health situation, but I can tell you from the bottom of my heart that I really, really am wishing you the best and hope that things come out in a better way. And your friends Mike, Kirk, and Michael definitely feel the same. And I just hope that, you know, my music played a small part in your rock and roll life. And I'm really flattered to hear that if it did. And, you know, those dudes need their sheriff, you know what I'm saying? So just, like, keep jamming. And just stay as positive as you possibly can. And just remember there's a lot of love around you, all right? Okay, Richard, please take care of yourself.
All right, there you go. Marty Friedman for the sheriff. We love you, sheriff. And, yeah, I'm going to bust out like a little fucking pussy if I keep talking. So, oh, one more thing. The Friday shows, I'm not going to put it on Patreon because I don't want people, because the Patreon, the way it works is you donate, when you donate, it's per episode, and, or it, most of the time, unless you specifically say that it's not. And I don't want to, the people who are donating, oh, okay. Richard Fusey just texted me. I asked him, I was going to do a track by track of the new Revolution Saints, and he was going to listen to it and give me a score, and he said, forget it, my opinion is it sucks dick. All right. Oh, well, there you go. That cut kills my content for today. I was going to, anyway, so for, anyway, okay, I'm getting sidetracked here. So I'm not going to put it on Patreon because I don't want the people who are donating to get double charged every week. I feel like that's kind of a backhanded way of getting more money out of people. And I would rather you voluntarily donate more money than me stick it to you. So I'm not going to post the second episode on my weekly, you know, the two times a week on Patreon. All right. So your donations are very much appreciated, friends. All right. We'll give it a quick listen anyway for Richard. Okay. But this episode is dedicated to the sheriff, Richard Fusey. I'm going to try to do things that I think he would like. All right. Now, a long time ago, it's been a while since I've, since I played stuff for that people have posted on the well, no, not really, but it's been a while since I've done any. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay, he a long time ago, Richard Fusey said this is in Michael Butler's wheelhouse. Brand new Judas Priest. I think he would like this, and I've never heard it. This is Crown of Thorns from Judas Priest for the Sheriff.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. It's all right. I'll give it a half. New Judas Priest, Crown of Thorns. Is that a Christian tune? Priest going Christian metal on us? My Facebook is like blowing up here. All right, okay. Okay, let me stop that. You know, I got a... Can we get off the Richard Fusey dedications for a minute? Louder Sound did a thing last week. The best new rock songs you need to hear right now, including Gary Clark Jr., Mark Knopfler, Mick Mars, and more. I got a text from Tuck Smith, and asking me to vote for this song because he was one of the songs of the week. I guess let me see how many of these songs there were. Anyway, a bunch of tracks of the week that Louder Sound put out, and you're supposed to vote for the best one. I don't know what the best one gets. Does it say? But among them were Tuck Smith and the Restless Hearts, Take the Long Way, The Gems, Fruits of My Labor, which I did a track by track on Monday, New Gary Clark Jr., The Zootons, Black Smoke Trigger, Willie Dowling, and Mick Mars, and Mark Knopfler, Ahead of the Game. Well, anyway, I asked the Friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show to go online and vote. I don't know if they're the ones who did this, but Tuck Smith ran away with it, got 60% of the vote. Gems came in last place with Fruits of Our Labor. Zootons second to last place. Gary Clark Jr. third to last. Mark Knopfler came in second with only 8%. How's the Mark Knopfler sound? Let's hear it. I see why Tuck Smith won. All right, it's old people's music.
It's nothing but the hits in a room downtown. The noisy as hell, but nice.
Okay, there's Mark Knopfler. Here, with Mick Mars Undone, with a riff that sounds like Rammstein playing T-Rex's Telegram Sam, and a video that finds Mick Mars looking mysterious in a coal mine. Undone is further proof that the former Motley man is more than capable of conjuring up the kind of epic... blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's see a little bit of Mick Mars Undone. That first song that he put out sucked ass, I think. Maybe this is the first song. Album would be out February 23rd. We'll have to do a track-by-track on that probably, too. It sounds goof-worthy. All right, I'm playing the video, the YouTube here. So, okay, here we go. Here we go! Oh, boy. Drop tune. Goodbye! You're out of there. About new Willie Dowling, the simpleton. Willie Dowling from, he was in Honeycrack, right? Yes, he was in Honeycrack. He played with Ginger, the Wild Hearts, Andy Taylor, Choir Boys. Willie Dowling knows his way around a pop song. Anyone familiar with the Dowling Pool? Honeycrack, Jackdaw 4, and his work with the Wild Hearts, Shane McGowan, Andy Taylor, Choir Boys, etc., will know this. His solo tune finds him continuing in the textured sunshine and spite tradition of ELO, Jellyfish, and the like. All right, let's listen to that. That might be good. I like Willie Dowling. I think when I went to play Ginger's birthday party several years ago in London, I think Willie Dowling got up on stage and played. Very piano heavy. So far, not loving it.
They're calling me the simpleton. I don't vote, take no.
Not bad,
I guess. Like the fools around me. It's an online crucifixion. I'm laid back, super cool. That's it.
Little Willie Dowling there. Black Smoke Trigger, I've never heard of them. New Zealand hard rockers Black Smoke Trigger head to the UK later this year in support of a certain Bruce Dickinson on his solo tour. All right. If you go into one of these shows, the hard-hitting emotive ballad arena-sized smoky slick without sacrificing soulfulness suggests it'll be worth heading down early. Just check them out. I bet you that's a buy-on. Let's see the old Black Smoke Trigger. Black Smoke Trigger. Perfect torture. Yeah, I feel a Creed vocals coming on. You no. I was wrong. Closer and I forget my best intention. Hot chick walking through the foggy woods. The singer in his beard singing to the hot chick while the guitar player strums an acoustic sitting on a rock. The hot blonde chick looks over at the bearded man, and then the metal starts to arise with a Gibson Thunderbird playing bass player and the receding hairline drummer looking at the hot blonde in the red dress. Will he get laid? Will he get laid? This song, no. Okay, next band, the Zootons, Creeping on the Dance Floor. Remember the Zootons, stars of the 2000s guitar wave? Or no, I don't, but we'll listen to a little bit of the Zootons. Creeping on the Dance Floor, baby. She won't give me nothing, not even one. Goodbye. All right, Gary Clark Jr., ripping guitar player, Texan guitar slinger, seemed to retreat a little after 2019. This land, now he's back with a four-track sampler from his upcoming record from which this is taken. All right, this is called Mactub. They coming through. They gonna for you. We know the truth. A little over effect on the guitar for me. I'd rather hear that same riff on a clean through a clean Marshall or something. The Gems, Fruit of My Labor, another group who aren't strangers to the long road to rock and roll glory. Thunder Mother members, the Gems, add a strain of brooding minor key grunge to their strapping rock. The Fruits of My Labor. What did I give this one? Ballad for AOR. I remember what they told me. You'll never find a way out. They came in last place. First place, ran away with a Tuck Smith. Take the long way. This video is great and the song is fucking great. I think I'm on a roll, maybe it's just mania. I haven't been the same since. He's got the guy from the Biters and the Ravagers in this video. Some things I probably should not. Somewhere in between a madman and a debutante. I've been learning the hard way. I'm just trying to say it's all this. By the way, I think Tuck got a booking agent. And I asked the guy who's managing Handsome Dick Manitoba, the judge, to contact that booking agency that can book Manitoba some gigs with Tuck. I don't know. I haven't heard back from him. Which I guess that could mean no. Yeah. There you go. They deserve to win. And if I'm just going to say that it's because I asked the people in the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group to vote for it. So let's just say that I made it win. So what do you get if you win? To the smoke, heavy on Blackberry Smoke, when the release of the heavy zone per se. Nothing. You win nothing. All right. You get nothing. It's just their way of promoting a bunch of songs that the publicist sent them. Classic rock. All right. Let's thank some people who donated to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Okay. We'll do this really quick because I don't want to bear you down two times a week with donation segments. But here you go. Let's find something to play in the background here. Now, I asked The Fuse, the sheriff, what he thought of this album, and he's not a fan of Saxon. But I'm going to play this in the background while we thank some people who donate to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Okay. They have a new album called Hell, Fire, and Damnation. It's the opening thing, the filler. Thank you to the following people who donated to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. As you know, it's a value for value. If you get anything out of this show, if it's any value to you, friends, please, donate what you can. Help the unemployed out. The cash donations this month. Stick it to the man donations. Paul Smith, $100 cash. Ashley Edgman, $100 cash. Zach Urlacher, $50. Patrick Shanahan. I wrote down Paul Smith twice. Patrick Shanahan, $40. Stick it
From
to the man donations.
Of time, the powers of good and evil have been battling for our souls. A war stretching.
Yeah, the new Saxon
fought.
Coming at your ass right now from hell.
Light versus dark. Is this a myth or is it true?
Biff, Bifford, and the boys coming at you. Thank you to the Venmo donations. I get no charge. Venmo doesn't take a service charge like Patreon and PayPal does. Anonymous, $400 Joe Klein donation to bring Joe Klein to induct me into the Rock Podcast Hall of Fame. And he was clearly in no shape to do it, but he said, keep the money anyway, Anonymous. Joe Pollack, $200 Joe Klein donation. He also said, keep the money. I like this. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Charles Walker, $100. Tim Shaw, $50. For me, I'm Burbank Spine Tecate. I apologize. That was extremely gross, friends. Kurt Crawford, $50. Richard Fusey, the sheriff himself, $22. Greg Radage, $10. Richard Fusey, $9.99. PayPal donations. Dave Franco, $20. Stephen LaPerrier, $20. Richard Strom, $20. Blake Johnson, $20. Greg Brofer, $20. Ralph Miller, Greg Brofer, friend of mine and friend of the show, who I'm still praying for, $20. Ralph Miller, friend of the show and friend of mine, $10. I hope I see him tonight. Dave Jackson in School of Podcasting, thank you for inducting me, Dave. I really appreciate it. He did a great speech. $10, schoolofpodcasting.com. Friend of the show and friend of mine, Todd Cunningham, $10. James Denners, $10. Jason Shepard, $10. William Beal, $10. BJ Lisco, $10. Jeff and Sherry Thielicky, $10. John Tennis, $5. Greg Long, $5. Keenan O'Meara, $5. Brett Garski, $5. Christopher Del Grande, $5. I hope he's coming tonight. I think he is. Jace Lesniewski, $5. Benjamin Muller, $5. Andrew Howe, $5. Peter Spark, $5. John Offenlock, $5. Kai Matsuda from Japan, $2. Adam Gerstein, $2. Adam Brichet, $2. Brian Gradage, $2. Vincent Creamy, $2. Chad Kiffmeyer, $2. Deborah Dreyfus, if that's your real name, $2. Philip Vermeulen, $2. Dave Alexander, $2. Lasse Sattvedhagen, $2. Jennifer Wilbrecht, $2. And finally, Stephen Mascord, $2. That's all the PayPal donors. How about Madame Guillotine? Madame Guillotine. I'm coughing up this fine Tecate. I apologize, friends. Patreon.com/RNRGeek. Joe Pollack, $16.66. Dan Gettowan, $15. Kirk Crawford, $12.77. Fred and Ginny Bunky, $10. Joseph Coyne, $10. Michael Street, friend of mine and friend of the show, $7.50. Cole Thornton.
They call me the Jeff.
$6.24 from Cole Thornton. Dave Slusher, Podcast Hall of Famer. $5.55. Brad Schultz, $5. Brad Schick, $5. Brian Springer, $5. Chiaki Hinahara, $5. Japanese Metalhead Show, we had dinner last night. Went to Hot Pot. Got pretty, pretty drunk. I'm always hungover after we go to that place. Because it's all you can eat and drink in the Sapporo Cantons. Danny Borden, $5 City Dude donation. Eric Klein, $5. James Shapiro, $5. Jamie Jefford, $5. John Scott, $5. Writer of the great book, Tom Petty and Me. Thank you, John Scott, $5. Justin Lefkowitz, $5. Martin Crawley, $5. Michael Brown, one of my oldest friends, $5. Nadi Itani, $5. Paul Smith, $5. Robert Harvey, $5. Steve T. Steve Trice, $5. Ted Wilbrecht, $5. Eric Stowell, $4. Mike Hellier, £4. Dan McBride, $3. Mike Dixon, $3. Chad Burns, $2.50. Paul Rude, $2.25. Adrian Bosch on Boss Rock on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page, which I did not create, but I do approve. People just got to answer two questions so that I know you're not one of those people who interviewed Vladimir Putin. Adrian Bosch on Boss Rock, $2. Amy Bowen, $2. Bruce McMillan, $2. Patrick Shanahan, another $2. Paul Underwood, maker of Underwood's Fine Barbecue Sauce, $2. Eric the Rock and Roll Plead, $142. Three Legs, Four Wheels, Arnie Stash, and Corey Kohler, all $1. Thank you to everybody who donates to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Without your donations, this show would die. Horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. Whatever this show is worth to you, friends, please help your unemployed, or excuse me, retired brother out. All right. Kill it. Okay. All right. Whew. All right. So the Richard Fusey said, don't do a track by track of the Revolution Saints because it's shit. So I guess that means we're going to have to do a track by track of the Revolution Saints, right? Okay. Let me see. I'm recently added here. The album is called, it came to me from Freeman Promotions. Let me take a sip of this fine Tecate. Revolution Saints, new album, Against the Winds. Is somebody crying up there? I think my granddaughter is up there crying. I don't know. I got to be quiet. Revolution Saints, new album, Against the Winds, is out today. New single, Fall on My Knees, and music video out today. Today, Revolution Saints, the band led by Journey vocalist drummer Dean Castronovo, shares a new single, Fall on My Knees, the third single of their new full-length album, Against the Winds. All right, joined by fellow rockers Basic Jeff Pilson of Foreigner and Dokken, and guitarist Joel Hoekstra. Well, I know Joel Hoekstra is a fan, Richard Fusey is a fan of Joel Hoekstra. Of Night Ranger and Whitesnake, the new iteration, Revolution Saints Mark II, is here to rekindle the fervor of melodic rock. With this album, Revolution Saints exhibits a heightened sense of cohesion, energy, and emotion. They solidify their status as giants in the genre, and the album unquestionably reaffirms why they belong in this pinnacle once again. All right, we're going to do a track by track of the new Revolution Saints called Against the Wind. On the cover is an eagle flying through a storm with flaming eyes. I got a feeling this is not in my wheelhouse, but we'll do it anyway for the sheriff. Richard Fusey said, okay, he said, it sucks dick. That is his assessment of the album. This album sucks dick. All right, so maybe I'll like it. If Richard Fuzzi thinks it sucks dick, I might like it. Track by track, the scoring system, as you know, if I like it, I give it a plus one. If it's okay, I give it a half. If it sucks, I'll give it a zero. And I tally them all up, and the extremely scientific, unscientific score usually works out pretty, pretty well. There are 11 songs on the album, so we're going to score them accordingly. If I like all 11, it'll be 11 out of 11. If I don't like any, it'll be 0 out of 11. You get the scoring system. First song, Against the Winds, probably not to be confused with Bob Seger. I could be wrong. I guess I got to turn the volume up. Okay, hold on a second. All right, here we go. First of all, those drums sound like garbage. What is with the reverb? All right, filler. I'm probably not going to be able to. I'm not going to play the entire song because I got a feeling this is going to turn people away, but it might not. I could do without the. These are like, what's that like? Who are those Irish guys that Michael Flatley is? Well, I could do without the Michael Flatley drums. Here come the Revolution Saints cruising up the side of the mountain. With a Journey sounding guitar intro. Whoa, my face did years. It's pleasant enough. Hello, friends. We're the Revolution Saints. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Hey. Again, I guess you call them legacy guys, you know, older guys who've been doing this for a long time. When they form these super groups, they showcase how great of musicians they are. But what it exposes is they can't write a fucking song. Now, would anybody go see Revolution Saints live? Alright, I'll get it through Hoekstra's solo. So far, I'm on a zero. Here's this. Let's get it to the solo. You want to start off an album with your strong, you know, pardon me, I'm burping, it's fine, Takata. You want to start off out of the gate strong, don't you? This is the best they got. I'll bet you. What label is this on? I bet you it's probably on that label, that Italian guy's label. What is the label? Frontiers, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Freeman Promotions. I think they do Frontiers artists. All these Frontiers artists can't write fucking songs. I'll rip and solo. Okay, here. Alright, that's a zero. Next song, Changing My Mind. The birds are singing. A good guitar tone. This is so cliche. Nobody would go see them, right, if they played live. I mean, this would be the most horrific show. You think Frontiers is paying these guys? They got to be paying them, right? Why else would they do it?
Different time zones couldn't bring the other world alive, but we made.
For the first three Revolution Saints albums, where have I been? Light in the Dark, Rise, Dean was joined by bassist vocalist Jack Blades and guitarist Doug Aldrich of Whitesnake. Produced by Alejandro Del Vecchio, those three albums brought back the classic melodic rock style that thrilled and delighted legions of fans in the 80s and 90s, and still does today! Inspiring, uplifting vocals, soaring melodies, and hooks for days. Hooks for days is what you get in spades across those three albums. Okay, that was the first three albums, all right. While Revolution Saints Mark I left an indelible mark on the melodic rock world, it was time for Mark II to be born. Dean, having recently rejoined Journey, was feeling invigorated and inspired and ready to sing his ass off. Filling Blades and Aldridge's shoes would be no easy feat. But hey, mercifully, the exact right guys were found for the job! Joe Hoekstra is a current member of Whitesnake, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and Iconic, as well as having his own solo project. All right, I'll be nice and give this one a half. Ooh, we'll try to do this quick. Fall on my knees, third song. Yeah, all right, we're rocking now. As well as having his own solo project, Joel Hoekstra's 13 and is an absolutely stunning guitar player, able to play multiple styles. Jeff Pilson, currently a member of Foreigner, Black Swan, and the End Machine, is also known for his time in Dokken and, of course, his more recent production work. Two stellar musicians to complement Dean's singing and drumming is exactly what was needed for Revolution Saints Mach 2. And that's what we got here. As with the first three albums, Alessandro Del Vecchio handles production as well as contributing keyboards and background vocals. Let's rock it, friends! All right, zero. Next song. Somebody just came in. Hello. Hi, I'm doing a podcast. You want to come say hey to the podcast?
Say hi to the microphone.
Oh, making her very first rock and roll geek appearance. That's Cameron. Hello. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, rock and roll geek friends. Say it.
Hi.
Hi, rock and roll geek friends. All right. See you later.
She just wanted to say bye before you're
announced. Oh, bye-bye. Night-night. All right, the grandkid made her first appearance on the podcast. There you go. Debut from the grandkid. All right. That one's a zero. Next song, Can't End It Right Now. Oh, too bad. Unfortunately, they can't end this album after three songs. Another ballad. Let's get those phones in the air, fans. All right, I'm... How long can I make it before I get disgusted? Yeah, yeah. Michael Butler, if Revolution Saints offered you a gig playing bass, would you take it? Well, probably. But Butler needs the money. What if it was free? If they would put me on tour and gave me a gig money per diem. Oh boy, that's a tough one. Probably would do it because I have no scruples. Now here's the big chorus. So these older guys, when they sing these love songs, it's just, please take me back, baby. Please take me back, baby. Now, when I write a love song, it's fuck off, you dirty bitch.
Can't end it right now.
All right, I'll give it a half. Lisa has a somewhat of a hook. Lost in damnation, the next song. I'm lost in damnation. What does that mean? Oh, boy. Oh, can we make it through this? I don't know. Yeah, the guy's got a good voice. It's Journey Light, as Richard Fusey says. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Look for the light, now it's gone. I can't go on.
We're searching for gold. I fell down below. Should have known. They'll go without, but I'm too blind to see.
I bet you not one girl at these shows, not one. And if she is, I'm taking a wild guess and say she's wide. All right, that song's a zero. Sorry. Next song. Oh, will I see you again? Probably not. Now, do I tell? Because usually when you get these PR things, they say submit coverage. Should I submit that I covered it? At the risk of getting punched in the face by Dean Castronovo, he'd come to my house in San Francisco and punch me. This is a little bit better, I guess. I spoke too soon. Do you see what I see? Yeah, this is the metal song of theirs. Alright, next, zero. Show me your light, next song. Show me your light, baby. Come on, let's get those lights up in the air. Let's get those phones in the air. Show me your light, friends. Yeah. Drop tuning. Melodic rock drop tuning. Wow, this is fucking horrific. Oh, Richard Fusey, I agree with you. It sucks dick. I'm sorry, Dean Castronovo. I guess I won't be playing bass for any bands that you're in. Oh, that's a big, big, big zero. Next song, Save All That Remains. Another rocker. Another rocker. Let's get those horns up. I want to see you all in the pit. Oh boy. Let's see if it gets to a chorus. Here comes the chorus. Forever. Was that a chorus? I don't know, but it wasn't very good. So we'll, where are we here? We're Okay, it was track 8. Oh, that was a 0. Okay, got it. Been said and done. Track 9.
Following all my might.
I mean, there's some good guitar from Joel Hoekstra, I guess. He's got a good guitar tone.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible song, half decent riff. I'll go a little bit longer. Okay, all right. Weak half. Next song, Divine Wings. Oh, is anybody like this kind of music? There must be a market for this kind of music, right? Why would they be putting this stuff out? 4 albums? And that's the voice. He's got a great voice. He gets grates on you after a while. Don't bore us. Get to it. I'm bored. 0. Finally, no turning back. Alrighty. I'll give it 30 seconds. Oh boy, this will not go in my album closers part 2 episode. Oh boy, alright, let's tally it up. That's clearly a 0. Let's tally it up, shall we? 0, 1 half, 0, half, 1, 1.5, okay. 1.5 out of 11. There you go, friends. You disagree with me? Email me, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com with the subject line, Butler. You are a son of a bitch. How dare you put down the great Dean Castronovio and Joel Hoekstra and Jeff Pilson. I am unsubscribed. I hate your guts. Put that in the subject line, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. You agree with me, Butler. You motherfucker. That was 20 minutes of my life I will never get back. I'm unsubscribed. All right, put that in the subject line. I'm sorry, friends. I'm sorry. They can't all be winners. That was really bad. I guess I better not submit coverage to this because it was really bad. There's a picture of him. Jeff Pilson looks skinny. I mean, he doesn't look healthy. Joel Hoekstra looks like he's got makeup on or a tan. He's been to a tanning booth, and he's got the fucking soul patch. So does Gene Castronovo. He looks skinny, too, and he's got hand tattoos, which I guess that makes him bona fide legit. All right. Sorry, friends. Revolution Saints, new album, Against the Winds. Didn't do it for me. I apologize. All right, let's cleanse our palate. I got anything else to talk about here? I do have notes. What else? Judas Priest and Gems, Jonathan Travis emails, Greg Burford Cheap Trick cover. I'll save that for another one. New TSOL. I think I'll save that for another episode too, because this is for Richard Fusey. I'm sorry for this, Richard Fusey, for us. You know, this was for you, and we reviewed a really shitty album. You warned me. You tried to warn me. You really did, but. Yeah. All right, let's cleanse our palate for Richard. Let's play something from Lights Out. All right, how about I want to do Electric Phase. Maybe something from Strangers in the Night. How about that? Okay. Thank you for listening, friends. We'll close out with some UFO, cleanse our palate with some UFO. I have the entire thing here. Let's do something from Live in Young. Let's do Cleveland, Ohio. All right, we'll close out with something from Cleveland, Ohio. You know, somebody sent me all 8 CDs. I think it might have been the sheriff. Thank you for listening, friends. I will just call this a bonus episode, and you know, I don't blame you one bit if you fast forward through this thing. This is really pathetic. Revolution Saints really brought me down, friends. We did get a little cameo from the little grandkid. That was cute, right? We got a nice touching thing from Marty Friedman. And got a okay Judas Priest song. We got a really shitty Revolution Saints song. We got some decent Saxon. Ah, who am I kidding? Who am I kidding? We'll try to make up for it next episode, friends. Next episode, Monday, I'm having Chris Damian Dahl from Suicide Bombers and also from the new Michael Butler, Sandy Hyde supergroup, Pride and Disgrace, which I just laid down a bass track for Sandy yesterday off of a song called $15, which is a great punk rock song. They're recording one of my tracks on one of my songs, which are not punk rock songs. They are more, I don't know, more in the vein of Revolution Saints, I guess. All right. I'll talk to you Monday. Thanks for listening, friends. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Rockandrollgeek.com is where you can find the show. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, Rockandrollgeek. Don't ask. I hope to see you tonight, friends, with the all-female Led Zeppelin tribute band. They are really good. Featherwitch has played with them a few times, and they're really good. And it's a big venue. It's like a 1,200-seat venue or something like that. I hope there's people there. We go on at 8 o'clock, and I need to get a shower and get my strings changed and load up my car and have some lunch and unwind and all that stuff. All right, friends, I'll talk to you soon. Here's Love to Love from UFO live in Cleveland. All right, I'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
stars run down motels like sheds. What it mounts up to, I don't want it at all. Lost you when I need you to stay. Misty green and blue. Love to love to love you. Misty green and blue. Love to love to love you. To be something. To be with you. I don't know where I'm going to. Love to love to love you.
To be with you. I don't. It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.